Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus is a heartbeat, the blood inside of my veins, the life inside of my body,
everywhere I go.
Hello, everyone. This is Kingdom Empowerment Inc. Radio. And our program is Kingdom Faith, Spiritual, and Body Spirit. Today, we have a very new topic. It is Lord, teach us to pray. And let's go ahead and start. And let's ask God to teach us. So our scripture will be taken from the book of Luke. We'll be reading from verse 1. Within this time. But it came to pass,
as he was praying in a certain place,
when he sees that one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray." As John also taught his disciples. Verse 2. So he said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us day by day our daily bread.'" Verse 4. "And forgive us our sins. We also forgive everyone who is indebted. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one."
I said to them,
"Which of you
can have a friend
and go to him at midnight and say to him, 'Friend, lend me 2 loaves. Verse 6. For a friend of mine has come to me on his journey, and I have and say, "Do not trouble me. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed.
I cannot rise and look to you."
I say to you, though he will not rise and give to him because he is his friend, yet because of his persistence, he will rise and do him as many as he needs." In King James, you know, if you notice, I just read New King James. In King James Version, then
he puts in place of persistence, but he puts in
for charity. We'll be talking about that in a few minutes. Now we see here. Our Lord was praying, and after that, his disciple came and asked him, "Lord, teach us to pray." Many times we don't know how to pray. This is the typical pattern that the Lord has given to us here for us that will guide us, for us to be in an attitude of prayer. So if I may summarize the two principles, it starts with how to begin, that is in verse 2, and whom to address to, and that's also in verse 2, and whose name to reverence, and verse 2 also, whose will to obey, and verse 2, whose interest to serve and have at heart, and also in verse 2 to 4,
what to ask for,
and how to keep a clear channel to God. And also in that verse 4, we find how to live with others,
our fellow brothers, our fellow sisters,
and how to live with God, and how to live free
from sin,
all in the same verse 4. And let's go in detail. Now, we began with approaching God confidently as a caring
Father.
So we approach Him with boldness. Our Father, your Father,
or my Father.
Some people say, "My Father, my Father,"
or "Son of David." Pattern that you are convenient with.
It's okay. But make it something that you are
convenient and happy with, that can connect you with Him. It's not about meditation, it's not about copying, but do that which the Lord, how you will approach your Father. He said, hallow be thy name. This is adoration. We are adoring Him. Hallow be thy name. Hallow in the context of intimacy. Our God wants to have a relationship with us. He wants to have a personal relationship with us. He wants to be intimate with us. He's our friend. So when you look at the word hallow, it means that God is holy, set apart. Our God is unique. God is not God, is the main God, the only way, the truth, and the life. So when you look at His character and attributes, you know that He is what? Unique. Hallelujah. So we hallow His name, we adore Him, and there are other forms of mode where you can hallow His name. You can hallow His name in the context of Him, Jehovah Elohim, the creator of the heavens and the earth. He was in the beginning. And it is Him who made us, who made everything. There was nothing that was on the universe that was not made by Him, through Him, and for Him. Everything was made in Him. And through Him, everything came to be. So, He is the God of might and strength. And He is also Jehovah El Shaddai, the God Almighty of blessing. The blessed one. He's the one who nourishes. He's the one who supplies. And He's also the God Adonai. My God and my Master is the complete self-existing God. He's always present at all times. He will never leave you. He will never forsake us. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Then we hallow His name as well. And it's also Jehovah Jireh. He's the one who provides all that we need. As our Lord, our Shepherd, we will not be in want. So He provides everything. And it's also Jehovah Rapha. He's our healer. He's the one who heals every part of our body, our bones that are not working, our organs that are failed, every part of our being, every area of our life. So he sent His word and He healed us. He set us apart for Himself. And Jehovah Nissi is our victory, is our banner, our standard. One of the things that the devil always comes is always seeking for who he may devour. But the Lord will always raise up a standard against them. Hallelujah. He is our Jehovah Shabbat. He is our peace. He is one that gives true and lasting peace. And it's also Jehovah Mekadesh, our righteousness. He is our righteousness. Thank you to God for becoming sin for us. He became sin for us that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And it's also Jehovah. The Lord, our Shepherd, is our Jehovah Shammai, who will never leave us nor forsake us. Jehovah El
so far. So we hallow his name. So the reference here is to God's program and promise. This is more affirmation than request. Highlighting the our submission to God's will and the desire to see God's work come to pass. That is, your kingdom come, that will be done. So we reference his program and his promises, our affirmation, highlighting our submission to God's will and our desire to see his work come to pass in us. Hallelujah. So we are on hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Your will be done. Your will be done. Highlight the essence of that kingdom come, right? That is your kingdom come. That is, we, like I said just now, your kingdom come. We, it's affirmation. Our request, our submission to God's will, and a desire to see his work come to pass, and his divine intervention, God's intervention in our lives, very important. God's intervention in our career. God's intervention in business. God's intervention in your head. God's intervention in your household. God's intervention in your marriage. God's intervention when you go out, when you come in, when you lie down, when you rise up, and most especially, God's intervention in the dreams. Very, very conscious. Many of the things we've been defeated in the dream, and when we are awake, they all reflect in our activities. Whereas if we already were in the dream, there's nothing else anyone can do. They cannot defeat you. But if we already fail in the dream, is over. So we need God's intervention. In the hands we cannot move while we are dreaming. In the leg that we cannot move. Most of the time we are stuck to the bed, we are not able to move. And the enemy flood us. And most of the time we have a relationship in the dream, which should not be. And some people are running to bed to have that relationship. It's not good.
We won't be having a relationship with a member or a man, which is not
God. And also eating in the dream and all kinds of activities, which is not from God. So we need God's intervention in every aspect of our life, both physical and spiritual. Hallelujah. So his kingdom must come in our life. Jesus. So we now have your will be done. His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Implies our submission. Submission to who? To him. To God. It is his will that we want to be done, not anyone else's will. We want His will to be done. We want God's will to be done. So we reflect that in our lives. Okay? So we need to reflect that in our lives, that God's will be done in our lives as it is in heaven. Now, we move on to give us this day our daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread. This is very, very important in the way we know our God. We know that God's provision is daily. We often ask, we are asking, like, it has to be a permanent giving or all at once. But we cannot store it up and then cut off our communication with our God, and we dare not be self-satisfied. That is, we are now comfortable. So when we are comfortable, it's dangerous. That is, you don't need anything you don't need anything from anyone. You are comfortable, and then you find that it's dangerous, my brother, my sister. Different topic next time. So we break our communication. But if we are running low on strength, as yourself, that is, as we must ask ourselves, how long have I been away from the source? He is the source of everything. Our God is the source of everything. Don't care about what anybody is telling you. He is the source of everything. And we are going back to the source. So it's very important not to unplug from that source. Okay? So it's very, very important. So He is the one that gives our daily bread. Don't care about how we are struggling, about how we are making the money, getting the food. He is still the source of everything. The food, the water, and the air. Okay? Then, as he said, forgive us our sins. So we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us. So, our request recognizes that sin is a debt to God that needs to be acknowledged on the basis of His mercy. So, we must also forgive. Must forgive everyone. And if you must take anything home today, my encouragement today is to remain to forgive anyone. You see, when Jesus taught us to pray, He made forgiveness of that relationship with Him.
Relationship with God. You know, Jesus came to restore our relationship with God.
God has forgiven us our sins. We must now forgive those who have wronged us. To remain unforgiving shows we have not understood that we ourselves deeply need to be forgiven. See,
so now we need to think of some
people who have wronged us even before we start to pray. So, have you not forgiven them, or we are still holding them?
It would be a key to answer
prayer. Right, we have 5 minutes more left. So, how will God be with us if we treat others
as somebody that does not deserve the same forgiveness that He has given us?
So we must treat, He will treat us
as we treat others. That is, He's going to treat us as we treat others.
Now comes to the essence
of you know, lead us into temptation. Lead us not into temptation. So the remark here is often understood as suggesting that God can lead us into sin. God will not lead us into sin. The point is that we must follow where God leads. Where God leads us to, we follow. Obviously, He will not lead us to a place He Himself will not go. Okay? Very important. So, we are asking for a spiritual protection necessary to avoid us falling away from sin. Falling away from what? Sin. Because that is what we often do many times. Because we are sinners. Okay? But deliver us from the evil one. So we always need protection, like I have said just a while ago, for deliverance from the evil one. We want to be delivered from the attack of the enemy, from the plan that he has set, that he will, the trap he has set, he will put himself in that trap. He will be defeated by itself. Now comes verse 5. And he said to them, which of you shall have a friend and go to him at midnight? And said to him, friend, let me two loaves, for a friend of mine has come to me from his journey. I have nothing to set before him. And he will answer from within and say, you not trouble me. The door is now shut, and my children are with me. God, I cannot rise and give to you. I said to you, though he will not rise and give to him, because it is his friend, yet because of his persistence, he will rise and give him as many as he needs. So he said, how many? How many of us, which of you, shall have a friend? I do not, and go to him at midnight. I said to him, friend, let me in two loaves. See, when I read this verse, I see our God is a great storyteller. It will be so enjoyable. It's a great storyteller. He's talking about a friend. He's talking about a brother or your sister. He's talking about a friend. But a friend, Proverbs 17 verse 7 says, a friend loves at all time, but a brother is born for adversity. Not talking about a friend. Not talking about a brother or a sister. Our next friend, it could be a neighbor. Somebody that you now have a relationship with. You can't just go to a neighbor and start asking for
bread. Right? That would be, please, I will call police for you. But which means there has been a relationship with this guy.
There has been a friend. Maybe the friend always comes. Or maybe the one who is asking is always broke. And the friend is always sure. He's always sure that his friend always has. So let me go and ask, for example, Mr. T, Mr. G, or Desire, Mary, or whatever. Let me go and ask my friend. He always has bread. So let me go and ask. So you go and ask and say, I'm sorry, I'm busy now. But you keep on because you know you will always ask
So
Karama, Karama,